The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. And this is, what did you call this now, Martha? Annual enrollment period.
Yes.
For Medicare, ladies and gentlemen. So those of you that are close to turning 65 or are 65 and are looking at your Medicare plan, well, you better tune in today because we got some new news. Can we say the new news about the open enrollment?
Absolutely.
So we'll get that further, but I don't want to tease you guys too much. But here with Martha, Medicare, what is it now? Moment with
Medicare Moment with Martha.
Medicare Moment with Martha. She has her own TV, a radio show, but we wanted to bring her on because she's actually one of our Medicare consultants and writers for the magazine. And we wanted to bring her in because we want to kind of give an update. But also on a bigger picture, that's what I love about this information, Martha. People need to understand how big Medicare is. And you're an expert in the field, and you know a lot about Medicare, but a lot of people don't.
It's so true, but I think a lot of people will begin to learn.
Oh, no. In the news, with Trump's trying to change it and change that, and good luck, man, for the future. But I know the cost is going up. I know Social Security. I saw a notice from Jane Briggs, the media girl or community person, that Social Security in 2019 is going to go up 2.8%.
2.8%, an average of $39 per Social Security check. I did the numbers.
Okay, so do we have numbers on what Medicare's premiums are going to go up? Because I heard 5 to 7%.
Yes.
How much is it?
I brought that as it's rising $1.50 to $135.50.
And how much is that percent wise?
It was, I didn't calculate the percentage, but it was very little.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news.
Like 0.3%, very little.
But that's for 2019.
That's correct. For people turning 65 in 2018 and picking up their Medicare Part B, or anyone picking up their Medicare Part B if they're not adjusted for income. Because remember, the Part B premium is adjusted for income. So those with higher incomes pay more. But the standard rate for 2019, $135.50, up from $134 in 2018.
Okay. Boy, I mean, your numbers are spinning in my head already, but we want to get a bigger number. So, gang, if you're about to turn 65 or want to plan ahead or have current Medicare right now, we're here with Martha Klopin. I love what you're doing because I like to do the same thing. Look at the big picture and then compare Hawaii. So the total number of Medicare beneficiaries in a nation is
56.8 million, and that's as of 2016.
So do you have an idea of it, how much has gone up or gone down to now?
Well, we have about 10,000 people every day turning 65 in the U.S., and that's expected to continue until 2020. So we're at least at 60 million mark.
Really? Wow. And you know what? I've done my research. I'll go online. I talk to a lot of people that, you know, we see commercials, you know, trying to sell kids. That's great. But people that have the money are the baby boomers, the 65 plus market. I think I saw a statistic, 60% of all cars are bought by people over the age of 50.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, a lot of these other restaurants trying to sell the young kids. No, it's the parents who have the money. They decide where they're going to go. They're going to decide whether they want to have the kid eat fast food or have a good meal or something healthier, you know. And so, you know, I think people need to pay attention to this more. So in Hawaii, that number now is...
Well, it's 244,000. So we have a quarter of a million people who are Medicare beneficiaries.
So I think we have, 1.4, 1.5 people in Hawaii?
That's about right.
So I'm not a great mathematician, even though I do mortgages. So that's a little less than
10%?
20%. 20%.
Yeah, about 20%.
See, I thought better. 20% over the age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll find this later on, because I thought I heard this figure. The scarier figure I look at is the 50 plus market. Mm-hmm. So when you add on 50 to the 65, it's probably going to be another 100,000 or so, probably.
Oh, at least. And yeah. Remember, with Medicare, it can also include the disabled.
Right.
So not just people 65 and up, but also disabled. So typically that's about 7 to 9% of that total Medicare population in Hawaii.
And so what about, you know, like you said, it's not for only people over 65. What about like diabetes and when they have the dialysis? Does Medicare cover that too if they're not 65?
Absolutely. If you have Medicare, Medicare covers some of those costs. Not always all of it, but you can get some help from Medicare.
But what if you're not 65?
Does Medicare cover? If a person, it's interesting the rules surrounding dialysis in particular. If you've been working, your company actually has to pay for the first 30 months that you are on this dialysis. And then after that, you can pick up your original Medicare and Medicare will pay.
The first month, but that could be like 5,000, 10,000?
It could be. Yes.
Isn't that kind of expensive?
It's very, very expensive. And a lot of people, unfortunately, in our state are being diagnosed with kidney failure and going on dialysis. So it is really important to understand how your insurance benefits work, not just the Medicare, but employer. And certainly if you need Medicare due to a disability, you need to know what's going to be covered because it can be very expensive.
You know, I golf and play softball, and people always come up to me, and I'm not a Medicare expert like you, Martha, but people always ask me, where do I go to find information on Medicare? Yeah. And I know right now this is October, and this is Medicare annual enrollment?
Yes, annual enrollment period. Very good.
So there's tons of commercials out there, tons of workshops, right?
Oh, yeah, so true.
But I would encourage people to read Martha's column and give her a call because you're very versed in all the different plans, yeah?
All right. I have knowledge about all the plans. I use the Medicare.gov. They have a really nice comparison tool. So if someone is comfortable or they know someone who's comfortable with that, you can do comparisons on Medicare.gov. You put in your zip code and it'll show you all the plans that are available in your zip code.
And how many plans are there on the state of Hawaii?
That's a very good question. There are more plans in 2019 than 2018, but there's about 22 prescription drug plans standalone and still...
Wait. 22 different plans just for prescription drugs?
Yes.
Why do they need so many?
Well, to give the Medicare beneficiaries choice. It's really important to have choice. And so
how
choice.
Do people choose of the one of the 22?
Well, what's wonderful about the Medicare.gov compare tool is you can actually make a list of any prescription drugs that you take, the dosage, the frequency, and then the program will actually show you which of those 22 or so drug plans cover your medications at what cost and at what cost. So you can very easily do a comparison and make a determination as to which plan would be best for you.
Okay, so I know there's HMSA, there's Kaiser, there's United Healthcare, there's Humana,
WellCare, Ohana.
Yeah, Ohana.
And Aloha Care.
So if there's 22 plans.
Those are the drug plans.
Drug plans.
Yeah.
Well, aren't all those carriers don't have a drug plan?
Not all of them have standalone drug plans. So the 22 are standalone drug plans that people use with original Medicare or MedSup plan.
So if I want a HMSA or Kaiser or Humana, what's the big plan, the big one everybody touts?
MAPD, Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug
Plan. Yeah, Medicare Advantage.
Right, so, Part C plans.
Yeah, so that's different than the 22?
Yes, correct.
How different can it be?
Because they're standalone drugs only, drug plans, the 22.
Why do I need a standalone if I have a Advantage plan?
Because you have choice. You cannot have a standalone Part D drug with an MAPD, but some people decide to go with original Medicare and a standalone drug plan or original Medicare, MedSup, and a standalone drug plan.
Why would that be? Because of the medications they're taking?
Well, because it's another choice. Instead of having your Medicare assigned to, say, insurance company, what you've decided to do is use original Medicare and pick up a plan to fill in the gaps. And then you need a drug plan with that because that Medicare supplement plan doesn't come with drug. So that's why you would pick up a drug plan. Isn't it so interesting? See, that's why I love Medicare. Everybody teases me. But that's why I love it, because those are excellent questions. Why would you pick up a drug plan separately? Well, if you pick up a Medicare Advantage plan with drugs included, of course, you cannot have two. So you would not do that. You would only do that if you were choosing to go Original Medicare with a separate drug plan, because Original Medicare does not have drugs under Part D included.
Wow. I mean, 22 drug plans. I mean, do they really need to have 22 drug plans?
Well, again, it's about choice. These plans don't always cover the same prescription drugs. So if your doctor prescribes something that's not covered in one plan, you have many, many other choices.
But, you know, life's not perfect. We don't live simple lives, and things can change, right, throughout the year. What happens if something changes, let's say, in June, July, or August, November?
That's a very good question, and Medicare has created a policy. Your doctor can actually fill out some forms, send it to your private insurance company, and they can make a determination if they're going to cover it and give your doctor time to find a new prescription.
And how does that work out? What's the percentage of them getting it approved?
Well, I don't have the exact percentages, Percy, and you know I'm an accuracy person. But what I can tell you is people who take the time to reach out to their physician and the physician writes a request, many, many times it is successful.
Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. And so real quick, give us a schooling of ABCD. Is that all there is? ABCD?
Sure. ABCD. Sure.
That's it?
We can talk about Original Medicare.
Yeah,
we just talk about Original Medicare Part A and Part B. Original Medicare Part A covers your hospital insurance, hospice, things like that. Part B are for your doctor visits, your lab work, your x-rays, and so on. Original Medicare started in it was signed into law in 1965, and the first cards went out in 1966. So, Original Medicare started with just Part A and Part B. In 2000...
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So hospital visits and then your doctor.
Correct.
So back in those days, before medications was covered by insurance, what did people do?
Well,
they paid private pay?
Unfortunately, they were private pay, yes. They were private pay.
And when did the... So A and B are the basic general ones everybody knows about. When did C and D start?
Part D, let me start with Part D. Part D is the prescription drug portion, and that started January 1st, 2006.
Oh, so kind of recent, from 65 or 66 to 2001?
2000, what was that? 1966 was when the first cars went out.
When did prescription
2006.
2006?
Yes.
Was that 70, 80, 90, 50 years later?
Wow. I didn't do the math on that. Wow, 66 to
only 10 years, 50 years it took them to decide to cover medications.
Yes.
So what did they do before that?
Well, you had to pay out of pocket. I don't know if you remember in the 80s there used to be commercials about people choosing to feed their pets or take their medications. Then it became feed themselves or take their medication, because some medication is actually, if you don't take it, it's life threatening.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So how do people pay? Is private pay?
They had to private pay or borrow from friends and relatives.
Oh.
Take out loans.
I've never had that situation because I was still young then, but
yeah.
Okay. But that's hard to imagine. It took them 50 years to figure out, hey, we better cover prescription drugs.
It's true.
Okay. So that started in 2006. So that's when everybody got big. I mean, Medicare really became, that opened my eyes, actually.
Oh, really?
I kind of remember that now. So what is C now?
Yeah. And that's 40 years, right?
I'm bad without my calculator.
66 to 2000. I think that's 40 years. So what was your next question? I'm sorry.
No, it's 50 years.
Oh, it's 50?
Yeah,
okay.
50 years. No, when did Medicare Part C start? What's Part C?
Okay, so Part C, I explain it to people, it's a choice. You can choose to get your Original Medicare Part A and B and pick up a separate drug plan.
Okay.
Or you can choose to assign your Medicare Part A and B to a private insurance company that has a contract with Medicare. Those are known as your Part C options. And with that, the actual private insurance company, when you show your card, they process the claims and pay the provider, not Original Medicare.
Okay.
Okay. So Part C plans, Original Medicare was good. It was good to have something. But in the Part B plan, your doctor visits, your lab work. That covers 80%. Medicare will pay 80%, and you were responsible for 20% out of pocket. So for some people, that was, you know, pretty stiff. So Medicare said, hey, private insurance companies, you know, can you do something a little better? So the private insurance companies who've been doing insurance for a long time, they are able to reduce some of that out of pocket, that 20%, and issue co-payments and things. So people are, you know, have a little bit more certainty in terms of what they pay. So the Medicare Plus Choice started around the 80s. That's when that became popular.
Got it. But today, everybody knows about the Medicare Advantage plan. Isn't that one of the more popular plans today?
Yes. Many people know about the Medicare Advantage plans. And in Hawaii, about 50% of people with Medicare plans choose a Medicare Advantage plan.
And why is it so popular?
Well, I believe the advertising speaks for that.
Oh, my goodness.
There is so much advertising. And so many people, Percy, tell me they get books in the mail from every carrier that represents Hawaii. So I think it's because they spend a lot of money advertising.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just only... So is it better than... obviously, everybody's different, but what's the advantage versus having a plan or not?
Well, when we go back to Original Medicare, with Original Medicare, say Part A, there's a deductible. So if you were to be admitted to a hospital, you would have to pay a deductible for a period of time that you're in the hospital. And maybe with the Medicare Advantage plans, maybe what you would pay would be a little bit less than that deductible for a certain number of days. Also, on your Part B, normally Medicare picks up 80%. That leaves you with 20% coinsurance. So if you needed a procedure that was $10,000, that would be $2,000. So with the Medicare Advantage plan, sometimes they'll have a smaller out-of-pocket for those services.
But isn't there a separate plan that can cover the 20%?
Yes, those are the Medicare supplement plans, also known as Medigap plans, because they fill in the gap.
And that's an extra premium, obviously.
Correct. That's an extra premium, and it's based on a number of factors. They have a guaranteed issue period, which is generally within 6 months of getting your Part B, as in boy, or if you lose in coverage, or they do underwriting. So if they have to underwrite you, not everybody may qualify, or your rate may be, you know, pretty high.
So let's say you automatically, because I hope I plan to do that, because I do worry about the worst case scenario. So let's say I plan to pick up the supplement plan.
Mm-hmm.
How much more extra would I have to pay?
Well, it all depends on the age that you are when you...
65.
Yeah. Oh, so 65. So it all depends on what plan you take, because there are many different plans that offer Medicare supplement plans.
Okay. How many supplemental plans are there?
So, well, there are many supplement plans, but in Hawaii right now, there's about 7 or 8.
Oh.
Some of the more familiar ones are AARP United has one, and Humana, but there's also Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica. I understand Bankers Life has come into the market. So we do have some options in Hawaii that a lot of people aren't that familiar with, but we do have more than one option.
And what about HMSA and Kaiser? They're too big.
No, they don't offer Medicare.
Those two big guys don't offer?
Plans. They don't offer.
Why not?
Medicare. I guess you'd have to check in with them on that.
I'm going
to
get those guys on the phone. Because that's the worst case scenario. Let's say, I always tell people, let's say you have a heart attack or a stroke or aneurysm, you know, cancer. You know, 20% of 100,000 is 20,000. Could it be more? Yeah, it could be more, right?
When you look at what hospitals charge for procedures, and, you know, it could get very, very expensive, your co-insurance and co-pays.
So the premium, extra premium for supplement, it's obviously got to be lower than the regular plan, right?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. If you are looking at a plan that has a very low premium, but you have co-pays and co-insurance,
okay. And
then here you're paying a plan, maybe it's a little more per month, but it pays everything, it fills in the gap. You know, you really have to look at it carefully, because we don't know what particular health services we may need in the future. It's really hard to say.
Yeah. So you have to. So let's say I sign up at 65. Do I have to continue to have it the rest of my life then?
No, you don't have to continue.
No, we don't have to.
You
but
do
if
have
I quit,
an opportunity.
Then if I want to go back in,
then you could be subject to underwriting,
yeah, underwriting,
and you could be,
right?
Denied. Yes.
So at 65 is automatic if you put it in, no underwriting?
Well, remember, it's within 6 months of getting your Part B.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're within 6 months of getting your Part B, or at any age, if you lose your employer coverage or say Medicaid coverage, you may be eligible for guaranteed issue. I had someone recently who was 89 years old and had never gotten his Part B. And I didn't know what was going to happen with that, but we were able to get him his Part B, and then he applied for the Medicare supplement plan under guaranteed issue, no questions asked. And he'd had some health issues, so that was a good thing. But he was able, he was issued the policy at 89 years old, and the premium was very reasonable. It was based on his age, but it was very reasonable. So he was very happy to pay that fixed monthly payment. And for any hospitalizations, doctor visits, some of the injectable type drugs, things like that, he was zero out of pocket because he had this plan that Medicare paid first, 80% on his Part B, and the supplement plan picked up the difference.
Wow.
So he was very happy.
So if your heads are spinning right now, we're talking about Medicare. That's the reason why. We're here with Martha Clopin, our Medicare expert in a magazine. She writes every issue with us. And you just, you know, you just came back from the mainland where you went to the NBA Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the things you sent me here.
Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so, I'm happy to do it.
And, you know, I was looking at some of the people that I think I actually watched it.
Oh,
was it on TV too?
I was. It was on TV. It was on NBA TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was watching it, but man, these guys are all getting old.
They are getting older, and some of them are my clients, Percy.
Why, do they live in Hawaii?
Well, no, they don't live in Hawaii, but I'm also licensed and appointed in other states as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what states can I ask?
California.
Of course,
Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Why Nevada?
Why? Because I have folks up there.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, as a professional athlete, they must have health issues down the road, too.
Right.
You
know what's very interesting? Some of the retired players, the ones that are retired now, and some of the Hall of Famers, they didn't make the money that the younger guys
yes,
made.
Yes.
So there was a little bit of a friction between the retired players and the retired players, Players Association. So what they did is they decided to offer them a group Medicare Advantage plan. And right now, it's underwritten by AARP United Healthcare.
Oh,
so they
wow.
have a Medicare cool. Advantage plan available to them. But that was fairly new.
Does the NBA pay the premium?
Well, I do believe that they pay the premium, which is zero.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't know what other kinds of things they negotiated in the package. But the NBA, I don't know what the premium
is. We're talking about the NBA here, guys.
Yeah.
And Martha has some good close friends are Hall of Famers, right?
Yes. And they want to come out here, Percy.
Well, let me know. We'll figure something out. We'll put them in a magazine. Martha actually, many years ago, got the mothers of NBA players.
The wives. It was the wives.
Oh, the wives.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He brought them to Hawaii.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And Martha's legit. I mean, if you go check out her pictures, and she knows people. Let me see her phone. I want to see you. Who can you call that I would know?
Chris Christopherson.
No, I saw him in Vegas last week.
Oh, really? I was just with him 2 weeks ago.
The singer?
Yes.
Was he in Las Vegas?
He was here.
Oh, he's here. Well, he didn't call me up.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
No, I could have sworn I saw him. I was watching a football game last week. The week before that I was in Vegas. And I was at the California Hotel, and I could have sworn he was sitting behind me. And my friend I was sitting next to goes, "Hey, isn't that the actor?" I looked at him like, "Looks like him, but I'm not going to just go ask him, who are you, Chris Christopherson?"
He's 82 now.
He's 82?
82 years
wow.
old. And he and Al Harrington were friends as teenagers.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
They're the same age?
They're the same age. That's correct.
Oh, Al's 82?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
And he doesn't mind me sharing.
Wow, he's in
otherwise,
great shape.
I couldn't share.
Wow.
He looks fantastic, yes.
But so who are some of the other? You should get some NBA players here and endorse you to get the Medicare plans.
Well, while I was at the Hall of Fame event, I was introduced to the gentleman who does the charity tournaments for the Hall of Famers. So they have their own organization that coordinates that.
They?
So he said, we have a Phoenix property. We do a golf tournament in L.A. And he said, we'd like to include Hawaii. We would like to pursue looking at Hawaii. So I actually met I don't know if he was on your show, but I actually met someone with the Hawaii Tourism and Lodging Association.
Who was that one?
Dean. And he said, you know, let's talk.
I golfed yesterday in the same tournament with him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dean. And also someone said, you know, Mufi is doing something in that space.
He works
space.
For Mufi over there.
Oh, okay. HLTA. So, Dean Nakasone. So I'm going to be putting the NBA Hall of Fame person together with them and see if they can put something together.
Let me know. I will. Can talk to Dean.
I will.
But anyway, here at Martha Clopin, we're not talking about really specifically NBA All-Stars, but she knows that I mean the Hall of Famers, but because they're all over 65. But
right.
We're going to take a short break, Martha. Please come back. We're going to talk about more about Medicare and in 2018 and 2019. So stick around.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change, the benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. 591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. And if you love that music, it's by Johnny Thompson out of San Francisco. And I'll be actually going to be visiting them next month. So I love you, Johnny. Anyway, we're here at Martha Clopin, and we're talking about Medicare. She writes for the magazine. So if you picked up the current issue, October, November 2018, it's a great issue. I think I personally think, looking at it back now, is one of our best issues we've ever done, because it covers a wide scope of caregiving. And Rosalind Carter really made this phrase famous. She didn't coin the phrase originally. It was one of her employees at her foundation that coined that phrase, that there are four types of people in this world: people that are past caregivers, people that are current caregivers, people that are going to be caregivers, and people that are going to need care of themselves. And so we cover the cycle of life here on the cover, and a lot of great caregiving information is really, really packed full of. And that resource page, Martha, you're looking at right now, is Wilson Angel, art director, and Sherry Goya, and also Rosa Barker really did a great job of putting that together. Mm-hmm. And this is probably one of the most popular parts of the magazine. People love to read. The most popular page and resource guide we do every year, which we found out just recently the other day, was the discount page.
Uh-huh.
More people go to that senior discount page every year than almost any other page. They want to know what's discounts. In fact, it gets so popular, I get stores calling me up, hey, I want to be on that list because I give a special discount to people. I said, well, great, send it to us, and we'll put it in there. But it's interesting how we went over with our website guy, Malin Moore, the voice you hear on radio about radio and traffic. He does our website stuff. We went back to look at what people are looking at on our website, and we get about 8,000 people per month, and the average person stays there a while, but the 7 to 9 pages they read, and besides our radio and TV shows that's housed there, they look at all the past issues.
Oh.
So when we looked at pages, people look at it. The analytics really show where they look,
right,
and look at all the past issues, which is amazing to see because they go back to 2014. We started the magazine in 2010, so next year is 9 years for us. But and thanks to you, Martha, like you, having experts in the magazine to write. We love to have volunteers, but we want to have experts in the field write about their specific field of expertise, which is Medicare. So. Martha, Medicare is such a big animal. Now, I always like to ask this question, and you don't have to answer it. You only answer what you know, obviously, because of Medicare and the rules and laws. But with Trump in office, do you think he's going to change anything, or have you heard any rumblings about changing it? Because you see it in the paper all the time, the changes.
Right. I'm not hearing about any negative changes. I've seen very positive changes, and it was very, very interesting because many of us expected there to be a reduction in benefits and an increase in premiums. And actually, it was the reverse. There are new benefits that have become available in 2019 in some plans, and there are premiums that either remain the same or actually went lower.
Interesting. So when he was talking about getting rid of Obamacare, what exactly is that he's
right.
saying?
That's different from Medicare. That's for people who are below age 65, and they used to have a problem getting insurance if they had pre-existing conditions. So the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act made it possible for people to get insurance that otherwise would have been denied.
But why would he want to get rid of that when it's such needed?
Well, I'm not sure if he wanted to get rid of it. I believe it was a lot of talk about it was very expensive for the insurance companies. So it needed to be massaged a little bit from the new administration's viewpoint. I don't have a viewpoint on that, but it needed to be massaged so that it wouldn't be so hard on the insurers that are offering those programs.
So we talked about Social Security is going to go up 2.8%, which is great because over the last few years it's only been like 1% or less than 1%, right?
That's correct. Oh.
So it's good to hear. When it comes to the big plan, Medicare Advantage plans, how are those premiums going up, down, staying the same?
Right, exactly. Many of them are either remaining the same or they're going a little bit lower. So many of
than last year?
Yes, correct. I was even here in Hawaii, I was just looking at the plan options, and there's a couple plans that have a premium, and the premiums are a little bit less than they were last year. So that was very encouraging. And also, I see some new benefits added to some of the plans. So that's why this annual enrollment period is a really good time to look at what you have. If you're happy with it, you don't need to do anything. But if you take a look at some of the other options, you might see some benefits, even in the plan you own, that are different and might be something that you can take advantage of. Mm.
When you say added benefits, like can I ask, like what have you seen?
Oh, sure. Well, what is really, and it's so interesting, Percy, your magazine is covering the caregivers. So actually, that's what I wrote about in Medicare News, that there was a change in CMS ruling. So now they
CMS
allow Centers
for
Medicare and Medicaid.
What does S stand for?
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, because it's Medicare is separate from Medicaid.
Oh.
So centers for both.
Okay.
It's the government's naming convention, not
okay.
Martha's.
So what about caregivers?
But anyway, I used to say it all the time. Your Medicare is for medically necessary items only. So don't expect it to pay for other things. But there's been a change in the rules. So Medicare now says that insurance companies can cover what we call long-term service and supports for Medicare beneficiaries. So I did see something in the market here, solutions for caregivers, where there is some type of a benefit, and I'm not sure exactly how it will work. That's why you got to, you know, check in with the plans. But it's some kind of a solution that gives you a certain number of hours per year just to have somebody to help coordinate different resources that you might need. So just like people can go to Generations Magazine, you have wonderful resources and phone numbers. They actually give you a social worker to work with to assist you for a couple hours each year. So that's a great help for caregivers.
Couple hours?
A year.
A year? That's not enough. Come on.
It's better than nothing.
When a caregiver's bill gives you, what, one day, it went down to one, did it go down to one day a week?
Oh, I'm not familiar with the change, but
hopefully
I do remember.
Hopefully we get that.
I remember
I believe
that was in the.
It was every day, but I don't know. That's another conversation, another radio show. But so in terms of premiums are not going up or some of them going down, what about the neighbor islands? Has that changed?
Neighbor islands, I did see a small reduction in a premium on the neighbor island, but the neighbor island, it is expensive for insurance plans to service people there because of the geographical location, and we'll have a lot of rural areas. So unfortunately, they still have higher premiums on the neighbor islands.
It's higher than Oahu.
Yes, they're higher than Oahu.
Can you tell me an idea?
Well, I don't have that information, what the percentage is, but it's
dollar wise, how much
more? Well, I see in 100, 150 plus range. There are some plans with premiums.
And how much is Oahu? 134.
Something like that, or maybe a little bit less, a little bit more. I don't have the exact numbers.
So the benefits are expanding. Are there much reduction?
Yeah, I'm seeing an expansion in the benefits as opposed to seeing any benefit cuts. And I'm seeing, again, the premiums either remaining the same or slightly lower.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
That is good to know.
So should we talk about the open enrollment period or should we wait to the end of the show?
We can talk about it now.
Okay, guys. So big news. Is it big?
I think it's big news.
I think it's big news, right?
Yes.
So everybody knows October 15th to December 7th?
That's correct.
Is the annual enrollment every year.
That's
when you
right.
turn 65, you'll know that because it's a big day. Yeah. But now you told me today, and you said there has been commercials about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
We don't pay attention to that because we know we have to enroll now. But so you, why don't you go explain what open enrollment means.
Right. Well, there's something new for 2019, and it's called Medicare Open Enrollment period. And that's the period where January 1st through March 31st of 2019, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you decide you want to change to a different one, you'll be able to do that.
Just for the Advantage plan, though?
That's correct.
Oh,
well, that's another, correct.
But then you said that 50% of people have an Advantage plan.
That's correct. And this is brand new. They did not have it last year or the year before that. They had it a while back, but it's been a long time since they had a Medicare open enrollment period. So for some people, if they're traveling during the holidays and they're not around, they find themselves there in a plan and they wanted to make a change, they still have an opportunity. However, the plans are not allowed to solicit you. So it's something that you'll have to call up and find, you know, plans on your own. And
so all they can do is advertise it, but they can't actually call, hey, Martha, you're my client, right? I can tell you about this.
I think Medicare will let people, Medicare beneficiaries, know about that Medicare open enrollment period, but I do not think you'll see plans advertising it at all. It's something that people will have to, you know, find this information themselves and take advantage of.
But you still have to sign up by the end of the year.
Yes, you still have to sign up December 7th for people. You know, I think that's another thing that confuses people. Let's say you're still working and you don't have any Medicare plan right now. Then those dates don't really apply to you. It's for people who are existing Medicare, they have Medicare Advantage plans right now, and they want to look at what the plans would be for 2019, and they want to change for 2019 or make the decision to keep what they have. So it's really for people who are existing Medicare Advantage members.
So if I sign up because I just turned 65, not literally, I'm only 58, but let's say I turn 65 and I get an Advantage plan and I'm all new to this new world of Medicare world, and then January 2nd I realize, hey, there's a better plan out there. Can I switch?
Yes, you can contact the company that you'd like to switch to and tell them what you'd like to do, and they should be able to help you.
So you don't contact the current one you have?
No, you would contact the one you want to change to, because when you, maybe some people don't know this, and it's important, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, if you enroll in another Medicare Advantage plan during the enrollment period, it disenrolls you from the former one. So I've had people, I have to tell this story, Percy. I had this person who used to call me every year when I was with one of the private insurance companies that did Medicare Advantage. And she'd say, Martha, my mother was watching late night television. She heard there was a better drug plan. She signed up for it and they kicked her out of
the other plan,
you know. And so it just so happens her mother actually had what's called a special enrollment period that she could enroll anytime throughout the year, not just during the annual enrollment period. So we were able to get her re-enrolled. But every year the daughter would call because the mother would, she would just see, oh, it's a better plan and you can save money. But by signing up for that drug plan only, remember we mentioned about the single drug plans, it kicked her out of the plan that was the medical and the drug together.
The Advantage plan.
That's correct. The Advantage plan with the medical and the drug, she would get disenrolled every single year. Every year. I would just wait for the call. Oh, hi. Let's take care of mom, you know.
So I'm just thinking, so would companies, I guess if I wanted more people to come to my Advantage plan, I would probably promote my Advantage plan. Do they compare it to other Advantage plans?
People do tend to compare to other plans, but, you know, if you constantly see advertisements for one specific plan and it looks like they have a lot of great benefits, generally you'll pick up the phone and you'll go with that plan. Mm. So it depends on who's doing the advertising. What I notice with Medicare beneficiaries, they'll just go with what they think will work best for them. So if they only see one plan, that's the plan they may select.
But Hawaii, we don't like to change. I mean, I'm sure other places in the world too, but we don't like to change. We'll stay with HMSA, Kaiser, Humana, United Healthcare, or WellCare because they like them.
I did research once, Percy. That's a great question. About 70% of people stick with what they have, and you know, very small percentage do make changes.
Well, 30% is a lot of 244,000 people. That's 70,000 is one third, well, a little more than 70,000, then I guess still changes. Is that correct? Yeah, one third. Okay. So the new standard for 2019 Part B premium is 135.50 From what was it before?
134.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So all this paper and news talking about increase this, increase that, Trump's going to do this. He hasn't really done anything.
Right. I thought that Part B premium was going to be much larger.
But does he have control over that?
It's Congress, actually, that makes the decisions.
When you say Congress, the individual politicians that are Democrats or Republicans?
They, yes. It's my understanding that they meet every year and they drive the decisions.
So all of Congress or just committees and healthcare or something?
Well, I was told that it was Congress. I'm not sure how it breaks down in terms of the committee.
You're so political. You're so politically correct. I need answers. Okay, so Part A. Mm-hmm. Part A is the hospitals.
Correct. Okay. Inpatient hospital.
So now is there a premium for that? No, right?
Well, if you've worked for 10 years or 40 quarters or covered, you know, married for 10 years and your spouse has the credits, then Part A is premium free.
Okay. But your deductible is $1,340.
Right. For 2019.
Right. Has that gone up or gone down?
It's gone up by about $4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's a total deductible?
Well, that's the deductible. Let's say you were admitted to the hospital January 1st. You would need to pay in 2019 $1,340. Now, this assumes you don't have a Medicare Advantage plan. You don't have a supplement plan. You have straight original Medicare. Because if you don't have straight original Medicare, none of this applies. But if you have straight original Medicare, you would be charged that deductible in 2019 of $1,340. Now, if you stayed in the hospital for, you know, up to 60 days, that would be all that you pay. But if you're in the hospital longer than that, then there are per day charges for inpatient hospital stays above that. So you paid your deductible and then you have the daily inpatient stay rate.
Okay, you just confused me again. It's so technical.
Oh, it can be. It can be because if you're discharged and you're out of the hospital for 60 consecutive days, you have to pay a new $1,340. So, yes, you really have to understand Medicare insurance so that when you get bills, you understand if they're correct or not.
No wonder people always say, we don't want to get old.
Right.
So going forward, are the hospitals okay with all these changes? Do they care? Do they have a choice?
Well, I've not heard anything from the hospitals about any of the changes coming up. I think the hospitals want to get paid. They have contracts, many of them, with Medicare. So maybe the reimbursement rate is not as much as they would like, but they do have negotiated rates.
Okay. So what else is new? What else do we know? So this new enrollment period, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can change for whatever reason?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting about your industry is that you don't have to tell your current provider. You can just go to a new provider, and that new provider will cancel out the other one?
Right, because it's really Medicare that's still involved in the mix. So when you complete an application and you submit it to the insurance company, that goes to Medicare. So Medicare sees that you want to make a change and you're within your enrollment period, then that change is made.
So I was looking at your article. Martha's on page 52. It's called Medicare News. And you talk about some good stuff in here. And by the way, what is your show again? Martha, Medicare Moment with Martha?
Yes.
That's on Salem Media.
Yes, 6:90 a.m. The Answer.
And what days are you on now?
Sundays from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Unless football bumps me.
Oh, yeah. Even our Generations TV show on OC16, sports, like, taps everything.
Yes.
So you're at Sundays?
Sundays.
Okay, 9:30. But so, you know, you should really maybe you should put your shows on our website too.
Well, we
should ask Malin Moore, website
guy.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. Yeah. Sure, I'd love to.
Because our website is really getting to a point where people are really searching for information.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with that. And I know you know this stuff inside and out, and you'll be fair to everybody. But I noticed a couple of your bullet points here. One, you say, so Medicare covers transportation. How is that work? That was to and from the doctor?
So Medicare has made these new changes, and they believe that people should get some long-term service and supports. Normally, that did not have to be part of your Medicare plan. So now they're allowing plans to do that, to actually offer transportation to and from the doctor if you need to pick up a medication. So these are long-term service and support, things that are not necessarily medically necessary. But the insurance companies recognize that, you know, you need to make sure people can get their medication because that may keep them healthy.
So is that in all plans?
No, it's not all plans.
Ah, I knew that.
And I noticed that on the mainland, we have more plans that seem to be taking advantage of that. And I only saw, so far, I've only seen one plan that looks like they have that solution.
And who is it?
For
can
caregivers.
You say who that is?
You know, I don't remember, so I wouldn't want to say, and then it's like not there. So I would say go to medicare.gov and you can look at all the plan options for your zip code, and then you can look at the summary of benefits, and that will show you if they have any of these benefits for caregivers.
And what is this I see? So guys, go to page 52 of the this caregiver issue of October, November, but you have your standalone memory fitness benefit. What is that?
Yeah, it's so interesting. The Fitbits, mm-hmm. Some of the plans are offering those types of things to their members. I think that's pretty good. So they can keep track of how many steps they take each day, which I need to track that as well. Not quite up to my 10,000 goal, but getting there.
But it's kind of confusing because when you say standalone memory fitness benefit, I'm thinking it's something to do with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. They do have, they can provide a device like that, but this is very general. It's not specific. So it's what the plan may have contracted with a vendor. So it's just telling the insurance companies, we will allow you to provide this to people who sign up for your plan.
So these are bullet points that may be included and not, but not all plans.
Exactly.
So do you know which plans cover that?
I do not know which plans cover that. I haven't looked for it.
I've never heard anybody mention these bullet points here.
Yeah, so. This is brand new. Medicare just approved this this year.
Mm-hmm. I bet you none of them in Hawaii are going to cover this at this point. the way they move, it's costly. I mean, I know people on Neighbor Island, when they get sent to Queens or mm-hmm. hospitals here,
right,
because they make big surgeries or thing, they actually pay that.
That's
right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
The airfare and actually the taxi ride to and from the airport to the hospital.
You know, that's why Medicare is a very valuable benefit. And some people poo-poo it. They don't think it's as good as the commercial plan. But there are some rules to protect the Medicare beneficiaries. And if you're in a plan and they don't have any specialists in your area, well, they definitely need to get you to a specialist. So if they have to, you know, get you there and they have to fly you over here, that's what they'll do. So I find that I'm very happy with what I see happening with the health plans here with Medicare. They really do seem to be trying to work with the Medicare beneficiary, but it is important to learn as much as you can so you make sure you're talking to the right department and you're using the right language for whatever benefit you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this one, non-Medicare covered home and bathroom safety devices and modifications. Mm-hmm. So hand bars inside the bathrooms, they'll cover that.
Exactly.
But then again, we have to go find which plan covers that, huh?
Exactly. Because it's my understanding that if someone falls and breaks their hip, health plans are beginning to recognize that can be more expensive.
Falls are huge. Oh,
way more expensive than just putting a grab bar in the bathtub. I noticed that even I'm starting to get a little bit, you know, slippery in my bathtub. I'm being really careful now.
Well, we're all getting older. You know, but anyway, so what are some tips when what are some good tips on how to, like I said, 70% do not change, but I think that may change in the future. What are some good questions to ask your financial advisor or your Medicare financial advisor?
Right. I think when you're thinking about changing, the very first thing you want to do is for, you know, your drugs. Look at whether or not your drug is covered in the plan that you're looking at, because drug costs can be really expensive. So if a drug is not covered by your plan, then you will be paying 100% of the cost of it. Also, make sure your doctor takes that particular health plan, because if you have a doctor that you've been seeing and has all your records and you're comfortable with that doctor, what if that doctor does not take the health plan that you're looking at? So it's more than just looking at the premium and some of the benefits. You have to make sure your medications are in the plan and your doctor takes the plan. That's the important
That's probably the biggest tip, because I hear that. In fact, one of my, I think it was my eye doctor, I can't remember, he stopped taking regular HMSA.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I had to go find another doctor.
But
anyway, Martha, thank you so much. Your radio show now is on at 9:30 to 10 in the morning, Sunday morning, here on AM 690.
That's correct.
And good for you. And hopefully we'll get you on our website as well. So, Martha, thank you so much. Appreciate this. And we got to bring the NBA Hall of Famers here for a golf tournament.
We'll do it. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Percy.
Appreciate it, Martha. Okay. Aloha, everybody. Oh, by the way, wait, before I forget, what's your phone number?
808-230-3379. That's 808-230-3379.
That's a Medicare question. Don't call me. Call Martha here. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha and live well.